Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Diva of Duels 592nd Blog Talk Radio Show, where we talk all things Days of Our Lives, and depending on the time of year, football or season, might have been lost back in the day, football, baseball, if the Mets are winning, which they're usually not, then Jen doesn't have anything to talk about with the baseball, but anyway, no. But welcome to the show. We'll be talking about the last 2 weeks of Days of Our Lives episodes, since we missed last week? I'm trying to remember if we had last week or not. Anyway.
No.
What's that?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did do last week. Oh, we didn't. Okay, that's right. Anyway, hard to remember. I watched all of last week today, or the week before today, I probably remember a little bit, but then I got in a couple of episodes from this week, Monday and Friday, pretty much. But anyway, so welcome everybody, and I don't know if you saw my little write up here, but I figured if it's good enough for new John, it's good enough for new Kate. So that's what I'm calling him now. So new Kate, really like him. Anyway, that's it. Mm-hmm. You can find us at, Spotify, listen to a podcast, and then give us the highest rating possible. We'd appreciate it. And we're also on iTunes, and we've got a Facebook page, and, of course, Twitter. Carrie's here. She's the diva. Carrie, where can we find the diva? Diva's account?
At Diva Abdul. On Twitter.
All right. And Marianne, where can we find you?
You can find me at Mama_Hooch on Twitter. And I'm on Instagram too, but not much. And Facebook.
Same handle on Instagram. Okay. And Jen, how about you?
I'm at IXJDK at Twitter.
Okay. And you can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter and or X and Instagram. And then we also have, I don't know if anybody wants to talk about the Emmy nom. We've got that going on this week as well. Kind of, except for the one I'm really happy about is Holly Kerr. That one, I really hope he wins, but
me too.
It would be well deserved. I noticed he was up against Mike Manning on the Bay, who used to play on Days, Ava's other, like, evil seed kid. But I'm really hoping that Wally beats him.
Yes.
Anyway. So. Everybody else feel the same way? Are we all on the same page?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I'm confused. What the hell did Eric Martsoff do to get a nomination? Like, Brady
really
hasn't done anything
this year.
Well, I guess the stuff with Tate, and I mean, I guess you could. I mean, I'm not sure how much of that last year though versus this year, but yeah. But he's in lead. I guess Wally is
supporting.
Supporting, yeah.
So, Wally's supporting, right?
Refresh my memory.
I love Wally Kurth, but what did he do? Like, it seems like he's hardly ever on.
The last year, didn't he have a story arc or something? I'm trying to
remember.
I get the years and the episodes mixed up because I don't always watch on time.
No, I know, like, way back with Adrian's death, but that was way long ago. I'm just trying to think. He was hardly on.
I'm thinking Victor's death.
Yeah,
maybe.
Victor's death, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, and then also finding out that Alex wasn't his son.
Yeah.
That's another thing that was probably this year.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, Eric. And then Lindsay Godfrey, really?
Yeah.
For actress?
Oh, I know.
Now, I can understand Tamara Braun. Yeah. Okay.
And yeah. Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah.
Oh, that's so yeah. cool. He's the oldest actor to ever be nominated for a...
Yeah, I like Dick Van Dyke, but I just don't get Lindsay Goss. Everyone's on the, Ari's side, but of course, she never gets nominated. I don't even know if she submits ever, because she never gets nominated.
Well,
although she's
Ari
the most deserving of all of them.
Yeah, she's been nominated before. Yeah.
Oh, has she?
Yes,
okay.
She
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and
she never wins, I guess, but she should.
Which character is Emily O'Brien nominated with?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
she is, too.
Gwen.
Maybe Beau. Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to be Gwen.
Yeah.
I hope it's Gwen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like her.
I'm kind of getting
really
used
good,
to her.
So.
I'm getting used to her as Teresa now, I guess, just the more and more that she's on.
Yeah.
I like her better as Gwen, though.
Yeah. The character's better, too.
Yeah.
Teresa's a brat.
So any other standouts? And Days was nominated, right?
Yeah.
I think all the shows.
The General Hospital
wasn't
nominated. Right. Right? Was General Hospital not nominated, but Days was?
For
I didn't
show,
realize
you mean?
That.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm trying to remember. Well, I don't know. No, I guess they were, but it was Bold and Beautiful that didn't get. I don't know. It's like there's so. I guess they're including the online shows and stuff, too, like The Bay and everything.
Seem to be now.
Yeah. What I was surprised about, and I definitely want Wally to win, but A. Martinez was also nominated for, I can't remember the name of it, but I know it's really good. But he was nominated for something online, for an online series. I just can't think of the name right now.
Like
him, but with Wally, I just think Wally, he is such a hard worker. He rolls with the punches with two different shows, two different characters, two different dynamics at each studio, and he's just a pleasure.
Did he get nominated for GH? Has he ever been? Not this year
though.
Just for Days.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. You're right.
Did he get nominated
twice
in 1 year?
I'm not sure.
I guess
sure.
you could.
Oh, good question.
I guess you could
if you submitted two reels and
Which character?
Sending him some positive vibes there his way. Any other standouts or any things that you're like WTF? No.
Yeah.
The short conversation.
It's always the same. It's the same ones all the time. It's the same ones.
Yeah.
That's my beef. Same
True.
Ones all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really a fair, it's kind of a joke, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything
I just could never figure out the daytime Emmy.
So publicity, though.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least they're still on, and we're still having awards for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So,
Right. And that's good. That's a good thing. Keep our shows alive. It's always nice to see people get recognized. It's just, you're right, it's kind of annoying when it's usually the same people. But it seems like there's some new people on there, different, mixing it up a little bit, I guess. But, So we've got that. There any other, like, before we get into the show, was there any other announcements or any other things that of note today? I don't think so. I can't think so.
Is it on, is the Emmys on CBS again? Is it on, is it on network? Okay. Because I think that's where it was on last week. I hope so. Okay. That's good. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of ratings they got last time. I don't know. Yep.
All right.
So, first of all, I have to say, I watched all the episodes from the week before last, and Kate wasn't on a single one of them. So that, first of all, that was just inexcusable. This week,
I don't
know if she
on
it all this week, because I missed some of the episodes this week. but I don't remember seeing her this week either. But I do love when she and Paulina are on like a while back. Some good scenes as friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really like that when they talked about that. So yeah, it's been a while. It's been too long since we've seen Kate. And so let's see. The last couple weeks, we had. I'm really like rooting for Holly and New Tate now. I really am. I don't know why, but I love the fact that, of course, these four brain trust parents or step parents are, of course, doing the exact same thing that they know motivated them when they were young or even when they were 40.
Right.
And do the very same thing.
Not one of them can say
they don't want
anything against their kids because they've done so bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
Worse
things. They don't.
Yes.
But it's like they're doing the exact opposite of what they know did not. They're doing the things that are going to lead those two together even if they weren't before.
Oh,
and that's exactly what they shouldn't be doing.
Thing.
So
yeah.
Old, everybody agrees we're all on the same page, you know. So, you know, they shouldn't be together. And, you know, for two kids that parents were sharing more than one brain cell between the four of them, they would know both of these kids have been isolated for months. One was in a coma. Mm. One was in a halfway house. And so it's just dumb psychology, but I guess that's what makes the, you know, drama and all. And honestly, personally, I found I'm actually rooting for the kids. I think they're adorable. I really like the new guy. I mean, I like the other guy grew on me. But this guy I really like. He reminds me a lot of JKJ a little bit. And I really, so far he's done great. I don't know. What do you guys think? Don't really care. Don't, you know, what?
Yeah, the new one.
And
yeah, he seems good. Yeah.
He's a good
like
actor. I think he's playing Tate too smart. I think the other actor really had Tate nailed down as being Brady's child.
Definitely. Brady's son and John's grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that right.
You mean,
he's
playing him like
he's
he has more
believable
than one brain cell. His dad
Brady's
has
son.
Yeah.
His dad has a quarter of a brain cell. Yeah.
And mom has less than that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. That is very true. Good point, Diva.
And this one
man.
Just seems a little
that
older.
Is so true.
He seems older. This other Tate seemed really young. He really seemed his age,
kind
17
of,
or whatever he's supposed
kind
to be.
Kind of more sure of himself, I think.
Yeah.
A little more
crafty. Older,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Was anyone else thinking? So on Friday, I think it was Friday's episode. I'm skipping around, but on Friday's episode, when he got that, he saw that nasty post about him, about that creep, drug, you know, whatever, creep is coming back to school, and he's like, wow, and Teresa took the phone and she was looking at it. I was thinking, oh, crap, is Holly going to text him? Like, what's going on? And then I realized, that's his real phone, not his burner phone. So, but for a minute, I was like, oh, crap, Holly's going to text him right when Teresa's watching. But it dawned on me that, that's on the phone she's looking at anyway. So, I guess it'll play out however it's going to play out. But I do like them like that. But, and then, okay, so going back a couple weeks, so I guess Teresa has moved back in, since we're kind of with that family right now, Teresa has moved back in with Alex as roommates, like, quote unquote, supposedly.
Yeah.
And
that's
Brady didn't like it. Brady didn't like it. and see, the thing that really makes it hard to have Teresa have any redeeming qualities, even though she seems to be an invested mom and doing all the wrong things, but still invested. Obviously, she's still playing with this Constantine BS. So, mm-hmm. You know. So it's
she feels
like,
guilty, but she won't come clean.
Yeah.
No?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to blow up in her face. What do you guys think about that aspect?
Yeah.
She's dumb. Just,
yeah.
You know.
Well,
let's get it over with soon.
Yeah. Yeah, it needs to end. But, yeah, but the way Alex is blowing money with Titan, there might not be any money for her to try to steal.
That's true.
Good point.
Because
but
when
she's
are they
to there because she's working there, too.
Yeah. Him
restarting when are they
going to
finally reveal? Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, him restarting Bella was a stupid idea, and I said that when that was an idea months ago. And I can't believe
yeah.
we're still fucking watching fucking Constantine. I mean, my God, get rid of
I
this
know.
Man already.
God. He's awful.
Yeah.
He's just awful.
And now
he's
scaring the crap out of Thomas. But I think, you know, I think Thomas somehow is going to expose him somehow with that card.
I hope so.
No,
I
Constantine
yeah, somehow
has the card back.
Yeah, he has the card back,
that,
you know, because he kind of, you know.
I hope
because he
Thomas,
said about losing it. And, yeah,
because,
he made Thomas give
because
it back.
He, what I'm hoping, because he said, if you give it back to me, I won't. We'll just keep this between the two of us, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And so
right.
I hope at some point Thomas feels bad enough. His dad, you know how he told me to never keep secrets from you, you know. Well, this happened. I wish he'd be the one to spill the beans and turn everything on its head. So we can get rid of that creep because I can't, you know, it's funny because, you know, Stefano was always lovable, furry old Stefano. You know, he was the baddest bad guy in town and he and Victor and all that. But there were things you loved about them, you know, things you liked about them, things you loved about them, even though they were these horrible, like, people in some ways. But this guy is just dead weight as far as I'm concerned. And it just annoys me every time he's on. So... I agree.
Yeah, and Maggie's got to be smarter than that. But then, because now she asked him to marry him, to marry her, you know, to keep him here.
She said she was talking to her lawyers or whatever. I hope she comes up with a prenup. She'll be like,
Maggie, she said it was supposed to be in name only, you know,
and
to like, I don't know, did she say, but he can't have any of my... something happens to me or I can't, you know, doesn't get any of my money or I don't know.
Right.
She didn't really go into that, I don't think, but yeah.
This whole,
And now there's
like,
the thing with his wife.
Done.
You know, because there's something going to be playing with his wife because Maggie brought it up and then John brought it up to Steve about they're trying to look for his wife, because I guess they got divorced after the daughter.
His ex-wife.
I'm wondering if there's something, or is the daughter really dead? I don't know.
Did she do something?
Yeah.
Maybe
the wife
killed her.
Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking that.
Because when he's private, he's still talking to the picture like he really did lose her. So,
right.
You know, lose the daughter. So, that part seems legitimate, but I hope something blows it up very quickly, soon.
Yeah. Now we still don't know who Xander's mother is. Like,
wonder
if Victor's messing with Constantine's wife, and that plays into that, and maybe that's Xander's mother. I don't know.
Yeah, because he definitely does not like Constantine. He doesn't want a baby around him at all.
No.
His spidey senses are telling him. Yeah.
All these guys yelling about Constantine, they've done much worse.
Yeah.
Who? Everybody.
Sanders,
spidey senses.
Sailor. John.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
But, One thing that seemed to be a theme that I was noticing, and Carrie, I don't know if you kind of noticed this or what you thought of it, but like to get your take on. It seemed like the bro love was there a lot the last couple of weeks. Like they were kind of all supporting each other in like post-traumatic stress disorder and all that, which was really kind of an interesting, you know, like they were acknowledging long ago pains or things that they realized they were having to reconcile with things that they had done or seen. But it was, what did you think about that dynamic? But like, there were several different moments, I thought.
Mm.
Like even with the kids, with Trendy.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't care less about this entire storyline. I don't even remember the pawn stuff that much. I was still in school. And
yeah.
I'm not interested in Constantine, his daughter, who was never a character, his wife, who was never – I could not care less about any of it, honestly. And I was kind of annoyed with Wendy with the PTSD, but she made a good point that if Trip – she's always going to be in danger because of Ava. I actually thought that was a really good point that she made. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When she punched him, it hurt when she punched Trip.
Yeah.
It hurt him. No, but I guess I just thought it was an interesting dynamic because it's a side of like John and Steve we don't see often, aside from the whole Constantine story, but the idea that.
Oh, yeah, they both have dark paths, you know, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That they were trying to support each other. You know, various people were trying to support each other past things that they've had to deal with that they may have done or seen. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting. Because we don't really see that side of those guys that much. I don't know. That's my opinion. Okay. What are y'all thinking about Abe and Paulina and like how much do we love them? At least my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, Paulina.
You guys.
No, the first responders can't get through. Nobody can get through, but Paulina can get through the snowstorm over the bridge, find Chanel while she's radioactive, if that's even such a thing. Is that really?
Yes.
When you have radiation, is that really true?
Yes.
I didn't know that when people go for radiation treatment.
Hey, but
can you be near anyone? Well, they weren't saying children. They're saying anyone can be exposed. I don't know.
Here's my thing. I had radiation for weeks, radiation therapy for weeks, and I don't recall one person telling me I couldn't be around anybody. I mean, I really wasn't around anybody because I was sick, but I mean, and I was home the whole time pretty much because of other complications from the surgery and everything. But I never heard of that before, so I don't know if this is a different thing because this is a different treatment where is it something she's ingesting and then is in her system or being intravenously put in as opposed to actual radiation machine where they move it around you and everything. I don't know. I didn't understand
but
that.
But Sarah
either.
Comes in with the whole hazmat suit on.
A whole hazmat suit.
And she's the doctor. And then did you see Marlena walks in with nothing on?
Enough. Who is it?
Maybe Dee Dee didn't want to put that stuff
childbearing?
On. I don't know, but whatever.
Is it children
yes.
and childbearing women? Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Oh, and then there's Chanel. And she had her arms around Chanel. She was the closest to Chanel of any of them.
Oh,
I bet you that's going to come out. Chanel's going to get sick or it's going to affect her.
We need to have a Johnny Chanel baby someday. I just think those two are adorable. I'm glad they're finally together.
I love those two together.
However long they are together.
Yeah.
I was thinking whoever's been writing at least understands my opinion. I don't know. What do you guys think? I feel like there's more genuine romance and love rather than the whole bed hopping thing lately. I don't know.
Yeah,
just the little things they do with each other, you know, they're making the s'mores and just that whole, they were cute. That was, yes. Yeah.
I was a little concerned. I was right with Chanel when she said, no, we're not using sticks from the forest. Those are dirty. I was totally with her on that.
Yes.
And she brought out a bag of 100-year-old marshmallows that I was a little concerned about.
Yes,
I don't know.
A bit.
And how long have those
and here's the marshmallows, and it was a bag that had obviously been open already. And when was the last time anybody was there? But anyway, yeah. And it was pretty funny that Julie showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, Julie was funny. Yes. Thomas was driving her crazy. And so she had to get out of there.
And she was
Well,
the kids, she's like, how much longer are the kids on spring break?
And each time she walked in on them, on the couch. Yeah.
And of course, she didn't tell anybody where she was going. If she had said in front of everybody, I'm going to go to the Horton cabin, somebody probably would have said, well, didn't Sarah let Bonnie and Chanel take that for their honeymoon or something? But she didn't say. She just wanted to escape. I hadn't heard anything about the storm till they were already there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it was going, and then Abe is telling Paulina, the good news is that it looks like it's missing us, but it's going to hit Smith Island or whatever. And then she's like, oh, no, that's where.
Oh, you know, yes.
So anyway.
And she gets a snow plow. She commandeers a snow plow from the Public Works Department.
Yeah, I haven't seen that part yet.
And drives
the
snow plow. That's how she got through. So wasn't a regular maintenance guy or, you know, the crew out there doing that? Like, they should have been.
Yeah.
No, Paulina. It is funny.
I have some complaints.
Yeah, you guys are right. There's going to be some story with the radiation.
Oh, you have complaints?
Yes. Since when is there a bridge to Smith Island? As it used to be, you had to only get on the ferry to get there.
By boat.
Yeah,
right.
When did they start getting cell service? And when did it have an actual bedroom? From what I remember, and last I remember was what? I can't remember if it was Abby and EJ having an affair or if it was it was
shower.
It was like a one-room cabin with a bathroom. So, and why would Julie get the bedroom? Why wouldn't the bedroom go to the newlyweds?
You would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And you couldn't drive there, right? Because didn't Julie drive there? Didn't they say about driving a car? Yeah. With the bird.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody did say. Well, somebody did make a comment about improvements that have been. I think Julie said something about.
Yeah.
Well, at least they made
Wi-Fi.
Some improvements over here a few years ago where, you know, now we have Wi-Fi and stuff, you know. So maybe there were some infrastructure things that went in that we didn't know about. That's a good point, Carrie, because from what I recall, it used to be the ferry. When
always
the
ferry.
And he said something about
the ferry
was shut down.
Yeah.
And if you missed the ferry, you couldn't get off the island.
Yeah. So it created that sense of danger and urgency whenever somebody was having a baby out in the wild or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. So apparently they built a bridge in the last five of last.
Did they show a scene of Smith Island, though, and it showed kind of like a bridge or something? You know how now they're showing. They showed like the, you know, the lake and or the, you know, and I thought they showed like a bridge or something, but yeah. Know how, like, they'll show the ER, the emergency, and then the townhouses.
And then
the
police
station. That's something they started. And the police station.
Yeah,
that's something
new.
And
is that AI-generated stuff? Is that right?
It could be.
Okay.
Kind of looks fake.
I don't know. I like that they're doing it. But some pictures look more real than others. Some video looks more real than others. But.
Mm-hmm.
That was rewriting history, but also too those AI photos. It makes Salem look like it's the thriving metropolis.
Yeah,
and we all know that there's been a housing problem in Salem for like the past 30 years, and everybody has to live together. So,
all those skyscrapers.
Yeah,
Brady
houses.
City. Yeah, and Brady can't find an apartment. He's got to live with his parents at the age of 50. That's a little strange.
Right.
Yeah. And he has a good paying job at Titan,
else,
like he works for his, you know, family.
And everybody else has to live in the Brady Pub or the Salem Inn.
The Salem Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Pub. Those AI pictures or whatever of the skyscrapers, they don't make sense at all.
Huh. No.
Interesting. Mm-mm. Oh, well.
And Ava
that's
has
a good
to
point.
Live with her kids. And now she's moving out to live with Eris, but she's
yeah.
staying with Tripp and
over
Wendy.
The Brady Pub. She's got
over
no business living there.
And now Harris
no.
lives over the Brady Pub. Is Jada still there, or did she move in with Rafe
she's
yet?
She's still there.
No. She's still there. Okay. And Jada and Rafe
yeah,
are just
yeah.
like, oh, my God, they're so boring.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And they need to keep their
know.
Hands off each
I
other
I like
at
Jada.
Work.
Yeah.
I like
you
Jada.
Find somebody else for Jada.
Yeah.
Huh?
And that dumbass Rafe, he's telling this guy because he has a personal beef with him. Well,
yeah.
you know, as long as you, unless you sign that divorce
yeah,
agreement.
Yeah, he did overstep
I'm not
that.
Giving
that
many
wasn't
news.
Right.
And Everett was like, you're really going to
Everett was right
make
there.
Something personal, keep the public away from the facts because of something personal?
Yeah.
That was almost like extortion. I don't know. That was weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Rafe later asks her if she wants to move in with him. It's like, wasn't that supposed to be a proposal or something? I don't know. Anyway, a little bit anticlimactic. I just don't see any chemistry with those two at all.
No.
But
anyway. No, none.
Question.
Yeah.
Isn't Everett signing Bobby's name like forgery?
Because
DNA wise that it was
they
him.
Proved DNA and fingerprint
okay.
wise that he is Bobby Stein.
Yeah.
He
was using that as an excuse because he was saying, but I'm not that person. But Jada got the DNA tested and he is that person. So I don't know.
But did you see the look on his face? He knows who he is, I think.
Yeah.
Or did Bobby come in and it's either he has that DID or he really knows what he's doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. He gives that evil look.
Since he's, who was it? Perry, was it you? I can't remember who was it. Somebody was saying they think it's Clot that he might be by done.
Oh, I know. I mentioned that. I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, because I wonder, because he's always in the middle of that storyline. I mean, he's always, like, trying to find out information.
Oh, yeah.
About what the cops know.
Is.
Oh, that does make me think, could be. So I mean, I think the DID thing would be more interesting, quite honestly. But
definitely,
I just
think he can pull it off.
Absolutely, yeah. But and we would buy it because it's Blake and he's great. But you know, I don't know. You're right, though. He still seems like he's being a shyster somehow. And then let's see. Trying to think. Anyone else? Eric starting to become suspicious of Sloan after they get their.
Oh yeah.
He gets a notice from the landlord that they're 3 days late on the rent again or something. So he knows it's already happened once. And now it's happened again. So he's like, "Hey, honey, we probably should sit down and look at our expenditures." He goes, I know my business still hasn't taken off and, you know, we probably need to make some cuts and look at where we're spending. And so he was trying to do all Dave Ramsey on her, and she's like, no. Oh, I got to take this call. And then she's trying to go to Leo and ask him. It was funny because she started out, I need you to take like a 40% cut reduction on what I'm paying you. And he's like, 10% or something. And she's like, I have to give her credit. Her math is crap, but it was to her advantage because she said, let's meet halfway, 25%. That's not exactly halfway. But, hey, I guess Leo wasn't very good at math, so he said yes. But anyway, so she's trying to cut all these expenses. Meanwhile, you know, Eric's at home digging through all the receipts going, there must be some big expenditure that Sloan has out there that I don't know anything about because this isn't making sense. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I kind of hope that forensic accounting isn't the thing that leads him to realize what she's doing. But in the other sense, if that's what'll end the storyline, that's fine with me. I mean, I want him to
know.
Yeah,
that's been dragging on too long.
I want to get on with it. I want him to know that that's his birth child.
Yeah.
And that Nicole is the mother. And that's going to, you know, really throw things into chaos again. So, anyway. So, what did you guys think of that? That was him starting to be like, wait a minute. We have money. And she's starting to really be like, no, I need your money in advance for my fee. Make sure to send it to my Venmo. You know, like,
yeah. You'd think he'd start getting a clue. You know, I don't know. Yeah.
Because she barely got that money. She barely got that money from, was it Jada? Yeah, for the divorce before she goes home and says, oh, yeah, I'll send that right now. I don't know what I was thinking, but she wouldn't have been able to pay it right then had it not been Jada sending her that money. So she's really getting into a tailspin, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to when that comes to a head.
I'd like to see how exactly it happens, too. How know, they come to the conclusion, or how it's or how she's found out, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no faith that's going to come out anytime soon.
Oh, really?
I mean, this,
if we can get rid of Constantine,
and
get that story over with.
The whole Alex and Xander thing, too, that's been dragging on.
Yeah.
Until we find that, they get that
straightened
out.
Yeah.
Exactly. At least the Tate thing didn't, I mean, that kind of, he didn't have to stay in there too long. I mean, we resolved quicker than I thought it would. So,
yeah. But then what was up with that crappy press conference that EJ had? They get there and he's already done.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. He's a...
They said it all been up there, and he should have been like, and I want to apologize to you, Tate, and to your parents.
That's EJ,
You know, that was a bunch of crap.
How about EJ and Stefan, too?
Oh, okay.
Getting out of jail and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Playing against, now Kristen and Stefan plotting against EJ. So, yeah, we have all that whole Demir stuff going on.
Oh,
and I think it was last week. What about that fight with Nicole and Kristen? That was fun.
Oh,
and
that was the best. Yes.
Because it was so mean, because you could tell Holly was she was genuinely excited to see Rachel. You can tell they genuinely love each other.
Yeah.
And they just had the best time with each other. It was so adorable. And then Kristen comes in and is like, what are you doing with my child? I don't ever. And I'm like thinking, how many people has she killed? And she's worried about Holly being around her child. What a
Everybody brings
well,
that up
she is
to
in
her.
That job. And so when Nicole came in and found it, she's like, my daughter's up there crying because, you know, OMG. I mean, I think I wrote in the intro or on the description of the show, the only thing that would have made that fight better is if somebody had ended up in the pool, like Alexis and
go, Nicole.
definitely. So, yeah, that was really bad.
So,
and you know, for once I actually liked Rachel. She was actually really sweet with Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, her and Holly get along. Yeah, she gets along with Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she's not stealing the shampoo.
So they did the 15,000th episode picture, and we saw Lee Shin is in it. And the new Gabby, and I'm assuming the new Dario. So they're bringing back Lee alive.
Yeah.
It seems weird. Like, why?
I like Lee.
Does that get Gabby out?
He kind of grew on
me. Gabby out of jail, I guess, because Lee's alive.
But then, what about Steven Smith? Is he coming back?
That's just temporary.
Yeah.
Is he coming on the show? What's that?
Temporary.
Is that temporary, though? Is that just for the funeral?
Oh, okay.
He just said for a week, I think. He was, Oh, I love Stephen Snyder.
So I'm so
excited.
Him too. I do
yeah.
too.
Gloria
he lives
Loring.
Another world, right?
Yep.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait to.
Because I saw his. I just loved him. Oh my gosh! I saw him in the picture. I was like, he doesn't look like he's changed. He was like really good.
No.
Really looking good.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah, he didn't play on Days. I mean, that's the Steven character wasn't on a whole lot, I don't think, that I can remember back. I don't know.
But. Yeah. But it was nice to see a familiar face from a beloved show from years ago. So, yeah, you're right, Carrie. Thanks for bringing up the 15,000th episode. That's amazing. Does anybody get a little twinge when Julie's talking about Doug, and you're thinking, oh, in her
oh.
real life,
yeah,
how sad,
yeah.
you know, how hard that must
feel. But yeah,
I just, I felt that, you know, it's like things that they would say about him, and I'm just like, whoa. So I hope everybody's checking in with her and being supportive still and stuff, because that's a huge.
Now, will
I mean,
we see him again?
Yes, I thought he filmed up June or July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But right now they're filming, I think, Thanksgiving or something. Yeah.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
That is
Missy Reeves and Matt Ashford are coming back. And Missy's going to be around for the Thanksgiving episodes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm back.
Let's see. First of all, I just love how now that Abe can remember everything and he's back to his normal, you know, he was so different. I don't know. He was so different not being regular Abe, you know?
Yeah.
I just love their, I just love their relationship now. You know, I mean, like, it's like grown so much, and it was already like sweet before, but then when he lost his memory and that whole horrible storyline dragged out for so long. I mean, thank God for dead Lexi. That's all I can say. So I just, I don't know. They're just really sweet. I don't know. It's like, so like, I'm so glad you're my person. Like, oh. Of course, somebody else said that line, too, in the show. I'm trying to remember who
it was. Wendy and Tripp. That was Wendy and
Tripp.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I think.
Wendy and Tripp?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wendy? Yeah. Yeah. So, let's see. Do you think of anything else? I'm going to look at my notes here. Oh, characters? Well,
has anyone seen the picture?
She just about flipped her gourd. Oh, there's Kristen. She's about flipped her gourd when she finds out that Stefan, like, that TJ might be taking over for, like, is he going to leave a DA role and go back to running, you know, I guess she didn't know about that deal.
No.
I don't know. And I guess that's
kind of a
still in the hands of the judge.
Steve and EJ know that, not Steve, Harris and EJ know that Stefan killed or shot Harris.
Harris, yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Ava.
Oh, what about, what about Nancy Steve? It made me think. Even Kayla, when Steve brought her flowers, and like, basically, he's like, oh no, what did you do? Like, you know?
Yep.
That was cute.
Genuinely infuriated. Yeah. And it was kind of cute.
I don't blame her.
I'm like, still mad at you.
And you know, it was so relatable when she said, she eventually worked it to the point where she's like, I love you, but I'm still really mad at you for at least another day. And it's funny because I've had experiences where with somebody where it was like, I know I'm going to get past this, but I'm really pissed right now, and you just need to give me some space, you know?
Yep.
And so that's kind of related to that a little bit with, you know, with Taylor. And then she's like, but the flowers are really pretty. But she was so mad. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, understandably.
Yeah.
Like,
is that when he finally told her about
the
prison break and
he
stuff?
He told her.
Is that one?
Yeah, well, he told her about the history with John the Pawn. And then he's like, well,
okay.
while I'm telling you about this, I might as well add.
Yep.
I helped with the prison break. She's like, you helped break out of prison the man who murdered our niece? But anyway, it's kind of funny. So I thought that was fun. Especially because she felt like, oh, I'm surprised that Ava double-crossed you. Like,
yeah.
I can't believe you still trust her. And he was trying to explain, you know, look, I knew that Clyde was going to not care one whit if our kids survived. So we were just under a lot of pressure to find them and everything. So anyway, thought that was interesting. And then for Clyde to pop up and call Ava, you know, this past week and a half. So he's still lurking around.
Now,
so
that's somebody who can leave Clyde.
It was Paulina, you know, because there was everyone thought for sure it was going to be Clyde that was going to cabin.
Yeah, I thought Clyde was going to show up and kidnap Chanel.
I thought for sure it was going to be Clyde. Yes.
Yeah.
And then when she was missing, I thought, oh, Clyde got her. Now that's how Clyde comes in. And no, they found her. So I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah.
Where's everybody?
Did we lose someone?
Anna?
I'm here. I just had muted myself. I was trying to
look.
Oh,
okay. I was looking at the studio.
What
thing
is that? Oh, is it something I said?
No.
Okay.
I muted myself and I was looking at the studio. The dashboard, and then I was like, oh, wait for me to say something. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it's, I don't know, quite the show this week, but anyone remember anything else they want to share?
Yeah. I hear we're getting a new soap.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're filming new
I heard
soap
something.
Opera.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that, but I don't know much about it. I don't know anything about it, really.
Is it online? Is it streaming or is it on network?
No, on Channel 2.
CBS?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So CBS is adding a new soap, but we got our...
during the day.
I mean, honestly,
or
it's
a nighttime
fine,
soap.
I think it's taking the talk's place.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay.
Huh, that's interesting. I hope it does well.
Any soap stars we know, or is this new people? Or
I think it's by Victoria Rao. I don't know if she's in it. I think she's behind the scenes, though. I'm not sure. Yeah,
that's kind of interesting because she had a big falling out years ago with.
Young and
with, I thought it was Sony, with Sony or whatever, or at least with Young and the Restless.
Yeah,
there's some bad blood history there for a while. So, hopefully it's worked out and it'll be a success.
Yeah. I'm glad they're giving the another chance for with the new one.
Yeah,
I hope so.
We don't want to lose the ones we have, but
nope.
Yeah.
Right. So, any spoilerish things that you saw from the promo or anything you want to share?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Carrie,
Carrie
usually send them.
Yeah, Kayla and Ava. Kayla and Ava get into a fight. Pascal. Oh, it looks like Teresa and Alex have sex again.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Yeah. Oh, and then Xander's not happy that Maggie and Constantine are getting married. Like, I don't know what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. Marianne, did you left?
Yeah, no, I
Marianne,
can't think of anything else.
No. All right.
Okay.
Well, everybody, I think
we covered most of the stories.
Yeah, we touched on almost everything we could think of.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, everything we could think of. Everything is note, I think. All righty. Well, everybody take care. Have a good rest of the weekend.
You too.
Okay. You too. All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.